You're listening to Around the Home More with John and Kevin. We are the Home Pro Guys. Hey, if you're a contractor, service provider, or just want a great new way to save even more on your fuel bills, ARCO has a great idea called the OptiPay ARCO Card. It is the first of its kind multi-payment card that combines the functionality of a debit card without a reward stripe card. OptiPay Card is not a credit card. It allows you to link your existing checking account with any U.S. bank to an OptiCard pay card. This independence means that no need for a credit card or a credit check. You need the best prices for fuel these days. And without the transaction fees, check them out online at OptiPayCard.com. ARCO is the best way to save money on fuel. John, I got to tell you, it's like, winter is here. And, you know, we got another big storm blowing in. Our show originates out of the beautiful Pacific Northwest. No matter where you're listening to us from coast to coast, we are here in Seattle, top of the big building down here.
Looking right at the Space Needle.
Yeah, but another storm's rolling in tonight.
Rolling in.
Here we go again. And
here we go again. Tie it down. I heard the shingles rattling on the roof this morning.
Yeah. Not good, John.
All right. Now, sometimes when this happens, you know, your power might go out, and you wonder to yourself, are my smoke detectors working? And Sarah in Tulsa, Oklahoma, wondered the same very thing when she wrote the Homebro Guys a question about something that could be confusing to people. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Sarah.
Well, she wrote it to the right guys, because we're often confused.
Always.
You get a phone call. Any phone call, pretty much, we're confused. Yeah, aren't we?
I'm confused now.
So, what are we talking about with Sarah?
Hey, Sarah writes to Home Pro Guys. Mm-hmm. You talk about changing batteries, not at daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's straightforward and simple. And Kevin, I think you and I over the years have gone through this. You know, the national ad campaigns are focused around changing your batteries in your smoke detectors at daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, you know, at daylight savings times, you go through your list and you change your batteries, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I think before you and I have talked that in our home, we change our batteries around Christmas time.
Well, you do.
And the reason that we do that is that because that's the time when we get all the batteries out and we do all the toys and blah, blah, blah. Now, you know, kids are gone now. We don't really have toys like that. But it's just a habit for me to change the batteries.
Yeah. Well, you have toys. You have little toys, you know. I know you do.
Got to get the train out every year. Yeah, and that one too.
So it's a good habit for you. It works for you.
It works for you. But what you need to do,
For you.
For me.
Works for
Sarah,
you.
What you need to do is have a standard time when you do it that you can be reminded. And if you want to rely on a lot of the ads on the TV and on the newspapers and that sort of thing about changing your battery at daylight savings time, do that. If you want to do it around Christmas time, like me, do that. And now the other reason that we started doing it around Christmas time is we would take the batteries, which often still had good life in them, but they weren't 100% capacity.
Now, what would you do with
them? We would take those batteries out and put them in the toys. Put brand new batteries in the smoke detector, put the battery in the toy.
So, wait a minute.
And then the battery would run out
in
the tool. So
you would give your kids toys with old batteries?
Go play for 5 minutes.
Did you really, John?
Well, yeah, but we'd have a lot of batteries, and as soon as they would deplete that battery to 100%, now we have 100% use out of that battery.
It's okay, because that tick tracer I gave you last year, it had used batteries.
I know.
Did you notice that?
Use, reuse, conserve, save, and reuse some more.
Well, you can put them in, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to recharge them temporarily if you're going to give them to somebody. You know,
you can do that by throwing them in the fire, right?
No, you never need
never
that.
Do never that. Do that. Dispose never. Of batteries properly.
Yeah.
But Sarah, the reality is we started doing this because when you take a battery yearly out of a smoke detector, it still has life in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still use it for a while. Now, it might not run a flashlight to a high beam capacity for a while, but it certainly will run a toy for a while, and then when that battery is completely depleted, then you can take it out, dispose of it properly, and put a new battery in. That way, you're using all of the batteries that you buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you should also mention to her about the difference between, direct, you know, an AC fire smoke detector and a battery-powered smoke detector.
Oh, well, that's a really, really good point. So many of you are saying, gee, we've never replaced the batteries in our smoke detector.
Yeah.
And probably the reason for that is you live in a newer home than I do. When my home was built, it did not have what are called interconnected batteries, smoke detectors, that are interconnected with line voltage, 120 volts, the same voltage that goes to your light. goes to all your smoke detectors and charges a permanent battery that's in that smoke detector and keeps that battery charged. So in the event that your house loses power, your battery is always charged within that smoke detector, and they're all linked together. So if one goes, a smoke detector goes off on one far side of the house, they'll all go off. Now, in my particular home, because my home didn't have those installed when the home was built, we've got smoke detectors everywhere, and they're 100% reliant upon batteries.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive about this, and there are many homes around America that this is the case. And I will tell you that you cannot have enough smoke detectors. Make sure that you always have one at the top of the stairs, right where the top of the stairs are, because if something happens at the lower level, smoke is always, it's warm, it's always going to rise up, and it's going to go up, and it'll find that smoke detector at the top of the stairs. Make sure that you have one in every bedroom. That's very, very critical. You got to make sure they have one in every bedroom. And while we're on smoke detectors, another item, Sarah, that's really, really good to have is a carbon monoxide detector. It's really, really good to have those.
And why?
Because anything in your home that consumes fossil fuels to create energy, your oil furnace, your natural gas furnace, cars in your garage, any of that that consume fossil fuels create carbon dioxide, which is very...
Sleepy time. Yeah.
And
you won't know it.
It's just really, really bad until these carbon dioxide... It's CO... is carbon monoxide, not dioxide. Yeah. It's carbon monoxide. Carbon dioxide is what plants, you know, breathe to create oxygen. And
well, the point
is carbon
of all
monoxide.
This, the point is that you want to have these things so that because you won't know it. You'll just get tired and everything. You'll seem pretty relaxed and everything. You'll fall asleep, and it does happen. So
it does happen.
Yeah. Where would you put one? Go ahead.
I'd put it by the garage door. I'd put it down in the basement if you've got any appliances down there, and I'd put it at the top of the stairs.
I put it where the appliances are.
Yeah, where the
appliances are. That's what I do.
Put it on your backpack so you're carrying it with you all the time.
That's what I do.
Hey, Sarah, we thank you for the email. Remember, if you've got an email for the Home Pro guys, you can send it to aroundthehomeandmore.com. Just hit the live link button and...
Yeah, and you can always add one. You know, if you've got an AC system that's hardwired, daisy chained in, as it's called, you can always add a carbon monoxide tester in. Anyway, so you can just put one up. They have those that are battery powered. I like them. Yeah.
Hey, here's a couple of thoughts from the Home Pro guys about celebrating a fire safe holiday.
Yeah, don't hang around with us.
All right. You need to watch. Oftentimes, we have candles. Candles are a big part of the holidays.
Or flamethrowers. In our case.
Yeah.
Well, you know, torture.
That's
you know.
The Home Pro
size. Oh, I got to tell you, during the break something. No, I'm just kidding. Speaking of flamethrowers.
But oftentimes, you might have matches to light these candles instead of the little click matchstick. You might have real matches.
Yeah.
Children love to play with matches, and they also like to play with lighters. But
sure.
Matches especially,
yeah.
They'll light a match and drop it.
Yeah.
Now, the click flicks, when you drop those, the flame goes out. They're not hot enough to burn anything, but a match is a different story. It might not go out when they drop it, and it'll catch things on fire. So be very, very careful. In this colder time, also, people use your space heaters. Make sure you keep space heaters away from extra blankets and away from the bed, and you don't leave it running all night.
Or where things can fall on it.
It can tip over, because the fail-safe mechanism, when it tips over, might not shut it off.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Make sure that the lights in your house are screwed in properly, so if moisture gets in there, that they don't arc out, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never leave a broken bulb or a worn-out set of lights outside in the rain. Going to make sure of that. Your fireplace.
Yeah.
Make sure that you clean the fireplace. And always, always handle candles with care.
Remember when they had candles on trees?
Oh,
that's
my
so
word.
Cool.
That's so cool and so dangerous. Hey, what does a Roman, a penny, and the pyramids have in common? Well, you'll have to count to 100 to find out the answer. So listen for History Home Pro Style coming up next in the show. We'll be right back.
That's 866-712-1300 to be a part of the show. Stay tuned. We're coming back right after this.
This is Kevin with Around Home and More. John and I would like to send a big shout out to you this Christmas season. Heartbeat Serving Wounded Warriors is a great charity that John and I support wholeheartedly. We'd appreciate it if you check them out online at heartbeatforwarriors.com. Great people doing great things. Enjoy your Christmas.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.